Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this episode of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to be talking to Susan Hammack, who's one of the personal trainers here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, about family fitness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, and this is Dr. Clark again, and today we're going to talk a little bit about family fitness. We got a special guest here, one of the personal trainers here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, long history of personal training, works with lots of our patients, works at a number of different fitness facilities, and we're going to talk about family fitness. Please welcome my special guest, Susan Hammack. Say hello, Susan.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dr. Clark.
All right. So, obviously, fitness is something you live and breathe, but your own family, you work with them quite a bit too. So tell us a little bit about kind of family fitness. What are we talking about here? What do we mean? What does it mean to you and your family?
Well, my own family has always been active, and making time to spend together has always been a big priority of ours. So if it can be as little as playing a game or taking a walk, or even just maybe a special excursion going out for the day on the boat or swimming. It's become more and more challenging for me, especially due to our digital age. We've become much more sedentary, and it's harder for families to get moving and get out. But it's all possible and very doable.
All right, so when we start talking about kind of family fitness, okay, what are some of the most important things to do, and how much time should we devote to this? And I know with my kids too, you mentioned the digital age.
Oh yeah, I thought it
in all the time, and hard to drag them away from all that. Sometimes you have, of course, phones are portable. You can still get outside and do things if they got their phones with them the whole time. But anyway, how do we, and how much time should we devote to this, and what should we do? How do we get into this?
It's remarkably simple. It really is, and it doesn't take a lot of time. I'd say the most important thing about family fitness, it's healthy, physically, mentally. Everybody will sleep better, that's a big bonus, and perform better in our jobs, in school. And fitness together, it instills a really precious kind of bonding time. And I don't think we get a lot of that because of that whole video and all those things out there that distract us. But overall, it's going to increase everybody's lifelong expectancy. So when I say it's very simple, it is. Just 30 minutes, three times a week, can help lengthen our lives, make us happy, make us sleep better. But above all, we got to make that fun. So when you make fitness fun, it feels more like play. Yay, and the whole family will enjoy it, and hopefully stick with a fitness routine. But fun, it's got to be fun.
Absolutely. Now, so when we start kind of doing these three times a week, half an hour, that really isn't very much time at all. And so we're going to get lots of benefits from an overall family, but specifically, let's go kind of, what are the benefits that our children can get from all of this?
Well, watching my own son in soccer, or even just playing maybe with my daughter's boyfriend kicking around the soccer ball, it really burns off a lot of energy. And most importantly, our inactive children, which are becoming a wider population, are likely to become inactive adults. We want to try to prevent that. And preventing then all these host of issues like obesity or juvenile diabetes. We want to really try to stay away from that and get them active. Studies have shown that fit kids, they have a much, much easier time adjusting emotionally and physically when they're fit. So that, I think, is just huge for our children.
Right. So literally, I mean, lots of different benefits, from a health benefit, but also a social benefit for our kids.
Absolutely.
Now, mom and dad out here, and I'm thinking about, okay, what are going to be the benefits for us outside of some of those same things?
Right.
Sounds obvious, but maybe a little more than that, too.
Absolutely. First off, they get fit too. They need their fitness time as much as our children do. And as a parent, you are a very powerful role model. Whether you think about that every day, but it is a good thing to keep in mind, you are their role model. And if you find ways to be more active, your kids will follow your lead. For a parent, I think that's the greatest gift. If you give your child a healthy lifestyle, that's golden.
Absolutely. So when we start kind of thinking of some of these things to do with our whole family, what are some good kind of convenient ideas for kind of keeping us an active family?
You mentioned a very, very key word, and that's convenient, because once it's not convenient, nothing's going to happen. So spring is here, mostly here. So there's lots of fun events in the local community right here in Hampton Roads. We have charity walks, we have charity runs, fun runs. Hop in and do that. It doesn't mean you have to win. If you're just participating, that's the ticket right there. But even if you head over to the playground, say after dinner, or take a walk after dinner, even play a game of catch or shoot some hoops, whatever's convenient, like you said, do it. Something I'd like to start is a bike riding routine. You choose different routes, maybe increase the duration and the intensity of those routes, and track the progress as a family. That's a suggestion for a lot of people to have those bikes. But I want to make a plug right here. Chick-fil-A on May 24th is sponsoring a fun run. I believe it's in right outside the Mariners Museum. That's May 24th. So start right there. Great crowd and lots of fun.
Right, that should be, what is that, Memorial Day weekend then?
That's Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously if you've been around the Mariners Museum, that's a great place to actually get active. You know, the Nolan Trail there and around them, there's plenty of trails to go walking around whether you're there that day or not.
Yeah.
So especially in this area, you know, we see all kinds of things that we can do. Living in the Hampton Roads area, there's water everywhere. So subsequently doing what, whether it be fishing or just getting out on a kayak or canoe or something simple like that, it's not expensive. And even if you can't, you know, you don't have to buy these things, you can actually either borrow them or rent them from certain places. And it's a great activity to do with our families and kind of give that family bonding. Even if your kids are laughing at you, which mine do all the time, it's that at least it's that bringing, they'll remember
it's
these
fun.
Things too. So it's still, even if they're truly laughing at you, they'll be talking about it, you know, when, once years later and you're gone, they'll be talking about, remember when we used to do and mom and dad made us do this? But it's actually great memories, but great things to do. And wouldn't you agree with that?
You pack it in the memories. That's a definite added bonus.
All right. Now, some of the newer families out there, okay, you got new families, young mothers with young children, kind of what about them? Kind of once we're a little, our kids are a little older, we can think of lots of things to do. But what about kind of the new families?
Well, you know, having been a mother three times over, I remember feeling very trapped. And with a newborn or even just a toddler, there's lots of things you can do out there, and it's never, never too early to integrate that fitness routine with your new bundle of joy. It is very possible, and there's no reason to be afraid of doing it. There are lots of resources, especially around here, for new moms who may think, I'll never get that body back. Well, it may take a while, but you can get that body back. There's a Zumba class designed to include your baby called Zumbini. You probably can look that up online somewhere. I thought that was very cute. And then they have different like baby boot camps where you take your baby in a stroller, a jogger stroller, all the moms meet at a park and they do different kind of exercises together, maybe pushing up a low hill just to get some, you know, that cardio up. That probably could be looked up as well on some of the websites. But the postnatal yoga, I wanted to put a plug in for that. The postnatal yoga, as far as I'm concerned, if you get a good, report from your doctor saying, hey, it's okay, start a yoga class. It's a great way to retone those muscles, but it's also a very calming kind of practice. If you're anxious about being a new mom or anxious about being a new parent, that really helps that whole process. But as long as your doctor says it's okay, it's okay with you then.
Yes, after whatever we can do to kind of keep our families involved as well as us involved and engaged in doing this, and we can all do this together. If we can do it as a group, that often is kind of the best way to get that activity in, because it's easy to not do it. Okay, it's easy to not do it. It sometimes takes a little work to organize these things, but it's certainly well worth it.
Oh, it is. It is. So all right, hide the remote and hide the games.
Right.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody where they are, and then get outside.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Susan, thank you very much for kind of coming in here on the podcast and discussing this with our listeners. If you want more information out there, I'd encourage you, go to our website. Our corporate website is cfwls.com. If you're interested in more information from me about weight loss and overall health, every single week I do a webinar where you can interact and ask questions. We go over lots of different topics. The website there is www.losingweightusa.com. Join up and join me each Tuesday. Remember, everyone, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Take care, everyone.